The Big Time by Fritz Leiber. Chapter 1. When shall we three meet again, in thunder, lightning, or in rain? When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won. Macbeth. Enter three hussars. My name is Greta Forzane. 29 and a party girl would describe me. I was born in Chicago, of Scandinavian parents, but now I operate chiefly outside space and time. Not in heaven or hell, if there are such places, but not in the cosmos or universe you know, either. I'm not as romantically entrancing as the immortal film star who also bears my first name, but I have a rough-and-ready charm of my own. I need it, for my job is to nurse back to health and kid back to sanity soldiers badly roughed up in the biggest war going. This war is the Change War, a war of time travelers. In fact, our private name for being in this war is being on the Big Time. Our soldiers fight by going back to change the past, or even ahead to change the future, in ways to help our side win the final victory a billion or more years from now. A long killing business, believe me. You don't know about the Change War, but it's influencing your lives all the time, and maybe you've had hints of it without realizing. Have you ever worried about your memory because it doesn't seem to be bringing you exactly the same picture of the past from one day to the next? Have you ever been afraid that your personality was changing because of forces beyond your knowledge or control? Have you ever felt sure that sudden death was about to jump you from nowhere? Have you ever been scared of ghosts? Not the storybook kind, but the billions of beings who were once so real and strong it's hard to believe they'll just sleep harmlessly forever? Have you ever wondered about those things you may call devils or demons, spirits able to range through all time and space, through the hot hearts of stars and the cold skeleton of space between the galaxies? Have you ever thought that the whole universe might be a crazy mixed-up dream? If you have, you've had hints of the Change War. How I got recruited into the Change War, how it's conducted, what the two sides are, why you don't consciously know about it, what I really think about it, you'll learn in due course. The place outside the cosmos where I and my pals do our nursing job, I simply call the place. A lot of my nursing consists of amusing and humanizing soldiers fresh back from raids into time. In fact, my formal title is entertainer, and I've got my silly side, as you'll find out. My pals are two other gals and three guys, from quite an assortment of times and places. We're a pretty good team, and with Sid bossing, we run a pretty good recuperation station, though we have our family troubles. But most of our troubles come slamming into the place with the beat-up soldiers, who've generally just been going through hell and want to raise some of their own. As a matter of fact, it was three newly arrived soldiers who started this thing I'm going to tell you about, this thing that showed me so much about myself and everything. When it started, I'd been on the Big Time for 1,000 sleeps and 2,000 nightmares, and working in the place for 500 1,000. This two-nightmares routine every time you lay down your dizzy little head is rough, but you pretend to get used to it, because being on the Big Time is supposed to be worth it. The place is midway in size and atmosphere between a large nightclub, where the entertainers sleep in, and a small Zeppelin hangar decorated for a party. Though a Zeppelin is one thing we haven't had yet. You go out of the place, but not often if you have any sense, and if you're an entertainer like me, into the cold light of a morning filled with anything from the earlier dinosaurs to the later spacemen, who look strangely similar except for size. Solely on doctor's orders, I have been on cosmic leave 6 times since coming to work at the place, meaning I have had 6 brief vacations, if you care to call them that, for believe me, they are busman's holidays, considering what goes on in the place all the time. The last one I spent in Renaissance Rome, where I got a crush on Cesare Borgia, but I got over it. Vacations are for the birds, anyway, because they have to be fitted by the spiders into serious operations of the Change War, and you can imagine how restful that makes them. See those soldiers changing the past? You stick along with them. Don't go too far up front, though, but don't wander off, either. Relax and enjoy yourself. Now the kind of recuperation soldiers get when they come to the place is a horse of a far brighter color, simply dazzling by comparison. Entertainment is our business, and we give them a bang-up time and send them staggering happily back into action, though once in a great while something may